USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The battle lines are drawn along party lines over President Biden's new $6 trillion budget. Biden says he's going to raise the corporate tax rate to 28%. Some of the wealthiest would pay nearly 40% on capital gains, but that would leave the U.S. nearly $2 trillion less than it would spend. President Biden says it's worth it if it helps grow the economy, rebuild infrastructure, and free people from the pandemic. Biden was once again on location, this time paying tribute to military members past and present in a pre-Memorial Day, address.
We make up 1% of the population. We defend 99% of the rest of us.
The president was speaking to enlisted troops at Virginia's Joint Base Langley-Eustis. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn, and I'm in the best shape of my life. I love working out hard every day, but I turned 60 this year, and working out can cause some serious aches and pains. I was commiserating with my buddy Jay Schrader, the Super Bowl champion and former Raiders quarterback, about the challenges of staying in great shape for anyone over age 50. Jay said I had to try SonsOfLibertyCBD.com, and it would heal my body, mind, and soul. He was right. No more aches and pains. I feel like $1 million. Finding quality CBD, not easy. But Sons of Liberty CBD, highest quality CBD I've ever seen. CBD is not pot. It won't get you high. It's 100% legal. It's 100% American made. CBD is mainstream and it works. For my listeners, SonsOfLibertyCBD.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product if you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Even better, you can combine the discount with your subscription discount for 25% off. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business, Sons of Liberty, CBD.com. Just say WAR15 to get 25% off.
A U.S. policy is now in danger of disappearing. USA's Mike Fortier explains.
President Biden's $6 trillion budget for 2022 does not include the Hyde Amendment. That's the policy first passed into law in 1976 that bans federal funding for most abortions. Kansas City Archbishop Joseph Nauman is chairman of the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops Committee on Pro-Life Activities. He says this is part of a shift starting with the Affordable Care Act to redefine abortion as health care.
Once you define it as health care, they're no longer, if people are paying attention, they're not talking about choice anymore. They're talking about imposing abortion on everyone. Everyone has to cooperate. But it's not health care. Health care doesn't destroy life.
Nauman telling Currents News this week, repealing the Hyde Amendment will lead to more abortions, especially among minorities. Planned Parenthood says it will remove the government from the personal health care decisions of people with low incomes. From the USA Radio News Florida Bureau, I'm Mike Fortier.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
The remains of 215 children buried at the site of the former Kamloops Indian Residential School have been uncovered. The Kamloops Tesuquepemeek First Nation said in a statement, the Canadian government ran the school from 1890 to 1969 after taking over the administration of it from the Catholic Church to operate it as a day school residence. It closed in 1978. The Kamloops Tesuquepemeek Nation said, with the help of a ground-penetrating radar specialist, the stark truth of the preliminary findings came to light, the confirmation of the remains of 215 children who were students of the Kamloops Indian Residential School. The CEO of the First Nations Health Authority called the discovery extremely painful. Chief Roseanne Casimir said the buried bodies at the school had long been known to their community. Some were as young as 3 years old. The Indian Residential School Settlement Agreement was the largest class action settlement in Canadian history. It established the Truth and Reconciliation Commission of Canada to facilitate reconciliation among former students, their families, and their communities. The Santa Clara County Sheriff's Office says the suspect in this week's mass shooting at a light rail yard in San Jose had a dozen guns and 20,000 rounds of ammunition at his home. According to police, he set his home on fire as he left for the shooting. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.